So this is called Peace Nuns. For Carol Gilbert, Jackie Hudson, Ardith Platy, and the Berrigans. Age-old nun, bearing flowers her dark habit, upon her cane, lugging grail and knife, her small, dry host, through soft prayers and tears humbly, picks the lock, swings open the gate, enters illegally one fortress among thousands, inherently illegal in the rights of man, the rights of Earth's children. Radioactive, shocked, awed, for generations to come. She takes the law of humanity into old, painful hands, blood protector of the future, cutting barbed wire, chain-link fence, crawls through a divine mole on all fours. She hobbles across rock, reinforced concrete and steel of a missile site by night, feels for her vein, wields knife, and there lets her own blood of the sacrament, her life, taking a hammer, railing against power, her gentle heart beating swords into plowshares, smoking guns into peacemakers. Not a soul watching, no ego drives or runs her. She chants, she sings, partakes of the Lord's Supper, again bearing her hammer defiantly, striking down forked tongues against lying cross ties of the railroad track. There, with thin arthritic fingers, paints her life's work, blood drawn upon the steel lid of the Midman silo, her psalm rising to heaven. Dear God, let thy will and my will be one. These weapons of mass destruction shall never be loosed as alms in my name by warmongers claiming peace while spilling your blood in the blood of murdered children. One voice threatening the security of holy imperialist crusade America, a voice knowing whether accomplished or not, each person must act alone, bringing peace signs in blood to beget a red rosary. For she is called the enemy, threatening a cold country, the feared jihad terrorist targeting homeland security, and soldiers are ordered before they surround her. You shall be prompt, you shall be professionally brutal. You shall be overwhelming. Your will shall be done. You shall devastate the situation. There shall be no bargains, no hostage negotiations. You shall shoot to kill, to maim, to incapacitate, and is as if by scimitar to decapitate if necessary. You shall not be merciful. No compassion extended. No reprieve shall be given. No excuses accepted. No discussions conducted, and most importantly, no victims spared. Soldiers protecting a flabby, fearful, condescending, money-worshipping, ignorant, hypocritical, spoon-fed nation from her spirit on fire and blossoming in imminent threats of peace, love, and humility. No prisoners shall be taken, and there shall be no survivors.